So we'll just get ourselves started. If you are comfortable closing the eyes, some folks would rather have them open, but if you're comfortable closing the eyes, I'm going to have you do that now. So just take a moment or two to get the body in alignment, sort of in a way that feels comfortable to you. I like to think of a string coming out from the top of my head so that I'll sit up a little bit straighter and the spine is aligned. And so we try to find this middle ground between being too rigid, too stiff, and slouching, which can lead to sleep, which is really lovely, but it's not meditation. So we're going to find that middle ground. So in doing so, as you correct your posture, then you might want to intentionally soften your shoulders. That's a great way to just kind of like, oh, okay, let's let it go. We're going to be taking a little journey together and with ourselves as well, moving from the world of thoughts and ideas and doing into the world of stillness, into the world of present moment awareness, and into a place of just being. It's so counterintuitive for us as humans to just be. It's such a relief to have permission to do that once in a while. So the Buddha intuitively knew that if one could not relax one's body, it would be hard to relax the mind. They're so intertwined with one another. So in his first teaching, he talked about mindfulness of the body. And one of the ways that we can practice that is to begin to relax different parts of the body. So I invite you to relax the scalp. The forehead. Temples, the space between the left temple and the right temple, relaxing the brows, and just allowing the eyeballs now to float in the liquid in which they live. The cheeks relaxing. And now all around the mouth. Relaxing the tongue. Now we bring our attention to the jaw. This is a common place for many of us to hold tension, and so we just begin to release that jaw, soften it, let it go slack a bit. Opening the throat. And moving down into the chest. Open and relaxed. Now coming all the way down into the belly. and at ease. And now gently moving the attention to the shoulders, relaxing, moving down the arms, slowly and easily. Upper arms, lower arms, becoming nice and heavy and totally relaxed. Bringing attention to the hands and noticing either the skin of the other hand, if you're clasping your hands, or perhaps the cloth on the pants or the skirt. What does it feel like? And now, ever so gently, moving your attention to the back of the head. Feel it relaxing, moving down into the back of the neck. And then bringing attention to the left shoulder blade and moving across to the right shoulder blade. And imagine going back and forth like someone were giving you a nice little neck rub. You know how when someone does that, you just go, ah. Just imagining that release. Coming down the back gently, vertebrae by vertebrae. So easy now. Down and down. All the way down to the lower back. Releasing all tension, all stress, and floating away. And now feeling the buttocks and the backs of the legs against the chair. Allowing the chair to receive the body. Allowing the chair to hold the body. Feeling that sense of gravity. Releasing and relaxing now the pelvic bowl. The upper legs and the knees. And now imagining that you can feel the legs, the inside of the calves and the shins. And feeling a sense of relaxation moving down now through the ankles and into the feet. Noticing inside the feet any sense of temperature. Any sensations. Imagining the space inside the toes. The spaces between the toes. now feeling the bottoms of the feet, the soles of the feet against the shoes. The sense of the shoes against the floor. And imagine that the floor is now connecting you to the floor beneath it and into the earth. We feel that sense of the earth element, grounded, supported, stabilizing earth. Now taking note of the whole body and making any adjustments necessary if there are still places of holding, allowing that to let go if possible. And moving into the simplicity and refuge of the breath. The mind can be very seductive, and so if you find your mind wandering, I want to encourage you to take refuge in the breath, coming back over and over if necessary, without any hint of judgment. Noticing and coming back. distracted. I invite you with great care to come back and take refuge in the breath.